Good morning, everybody. I'm Gina Crash. The Spotlight on Maryland is on the Maryland Center for the Arts today. And we have two guests in studio I'm super excited to introduce you to. First up, we have Amanda Pugh. She is the operations manager at the Maryland Center for the Arts. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
It's nice to have you here. And you've also brought along Bruno Barron. And your Italian ancestors would have pronounced that a different way, right, Bruno?
Yeah, they would have said Baron.
Baron. Right. And you have, let me get all these titles right. You are not only the chairman of the board for the Mid-Atlantic Plein Air Painters Association.
Correct.
But also you chair the Plein Air, the Harford County Plein Air Festival.
That is correct also.
Which is coming up when, Bruno?
It's coming up October 6th to the 12th.
Oh, that's wonderful. So we have you here in plenty of time for people to learn more about this and all kinds of things that the Maryland Center for the Arts is up to today. So tell us, I guess, first, and you guys can switch off depending on, who wants to answer. Just tell us, for people who are listening this morning, about the Maryland Center for the Arts and your mission.
So we are a nonprofit with the mission to build and establish an arts campus in Harford County to provide performance and exhibition space and education spaces for all the arts disciplines.
And is that something you guys, you definitely need, right? So you saw the need for that, you're filling that, and now in the process you're kind of establishing a sort of a brick and mortar space to house that in, right?
Right. And we have our land. It's a 41-acre property off of Route 24 in Bel Air. And we're continuing to fundraise and working on our building approvals for the project.
Wow. So that's a lot. I love how the show is all about not only shining the spotlight on organizations and people in the community, but also how the community themselves can get involved in that fundraising and to, really enhance the area. We have a ton of listeners in that area that are tuning in right now, I would imagine, that want to get involved. What's the easiest and best way for them to do that?
They can visit our website at mdcfa.org. And they can reach out to us by calling our office at 443-567-5216 to inquire about volunteer opportunities. We have a variety of events that we do and programs. And we have our annual fundraising gala coming up in April.
Oh, that's great.
In 2020. And it'll be held at the Delta Hotels in Hunt Valley.
That's a great space. That's awesome.
We're excited for that. We do an annual Dancing for the Arts Gala, which is like, it's a ballroom competition.
So it's kind of like a la Dancing with the Stars, but for an even better cause than the Mirror Ball Trophy.
Right.
Arts in the community. That's much, much more important, isn't it? That's awesome. Well, cool. And so what would this regional arts center provide to the community?
So we're building a community, multi-purpose community center and an amphitheater to provide more space for our artists around the region to have a performance space, concert space, and as also for our visual artists, a gallery exhibition space.
Oh, that's cool. Now, backing up just a little bit about your both of your backgrounds and things, how long have you been involved in the mission of Maryland Center for the Arts, and what sort of brought you to it, and what sort of background did you bring to the table and your experience with it?
So I grew up in Harford County. I was a ballet dancer and I'm also a cellist. And so I've always been really involved in the arts. And I started out at the Maryland Center for the Arts 5 years ago as an intern.
Oh, cool.
And worked my way up to now the operations manager.
Wow. Now, this is a good lesson for anyone listening that's possible, right? And your background in the arts is a perfect fit. So that's great. How about Bruno? You have a really interesting background as well.
Well, I taught for 42 years.
Wow.
Taught in Baltimore County, and I also taught up in Harford County.
That's awesome.
At the John Carroll School.
Very cool.
The last couple of years. And I've been painting for over 40 years and became involved with plein air painting around 2009 and got involved with the Mid-Atlantic Plein Air Painters Association. And sooner or later, as you get sucked in, it's a great organization. We help a lot of artists up and down the East Coast. We were the first ones to put on one of the first plein air painting festivals in the States. It was called the Paint Annapolis. And from there it grew. And now there are so many plein air events up and down the East Coast and in the United States. It's They're too numerous to name.
And we should probably, for those people who, like me, I'm not even 100% sure I know what plein air painting is. Oh, excuse me, but I don't. But maybe there's someone else out there that doesn't know either. So you, I'm sure, Bruno, you're probably the best person to tell us what that is, right?
Plein air means to paint outside.
Gotcha.
And it started with the Impressionists, but basically even before that, during the Macchioli in Italy. And it means to go outside and actually paint what you see. Get an idea of what light you see and try to capture the moment, the spirit, and the feeling of what you're painting. You're involving all your senses, not just visual, but you're dealing with sight and sound and smells, and all of it comes into play when you're painting outside.
That's really cool. I can see why the popularity of that. It seems like a very, very cool thing to do.
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating. I just got back from painting 3 weeks in Ireland.
Oh, wow.
At a Art in the Open, it's called, in Ireland, and it's the largest plein air event in Europe. It's pretty fabulous.
So you're not only involved locally in plein air painting, but also locally. That's great.
Yes, I am.
That's awesome. And am I pronouncing that right, plein air, which is from our French friends, right?
Very good.
Wonderful. My French teacher would be, well, I don't know if she'd be proud since I didn't know what it was. But anyway, moving along, we were talking about what the Regional Arts Center will provide ultimately to the community, but also... Well, we touched on this a little bit about your events that you host each year that engage artists throughout Maryland. So let's talk about the upcoming festival. I guess no better place to start than what's next, right?
Yes. So
that's great.
We're excited to have our fifth annual Harford County Plein Air Festival, and October 6th through 12th. And it's an opportunity for artists to paint all throughout Harford County. We have a lot of beautiful outdoor scenes. We have the waterfront and Havet of Grace. We have a lot of natural parks. We have beautiful farms. So there's a lot of places in Harford County to capture the outdoors.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. So do you take the advice of the people within your organization to figure out where you're going to go, or do you have people that ask you, you know, to cover certain areas, or how do you know what that encompasses? Because there's so many beautiful spots to choose from.
Well, we partner with organizations such as like Ledoux Topiary Gardens.
Oh, yeah.
They allow our artists to come in to paint the gardens. And we also partner with some of our private farm owners who have really beautiful horse farms. And as well as working with the towns to let them know about the event so they can paint up and down the city streets and capture our historic architecture.
Yeah, you really get a visual. If anyone spent any time at all in Harford County, there's no shortage of beautiful scenes that you can paint in Harford County. Absolutely.
The exciting thing is that most people don't know how this whole thing starts. The first thing we did was that we put out an all call to all artists all over the United States, and they submitted paintings that they did a la plein air.
Oh, cool.
To a specific website. And then we had our juror, who happened to be Stuart White this year, an amazing watercolorist in Baltimore. And he selected the 30 artists that are participating.
Oh, cool. So was that through your website, which again was mdcfa.org, is that right?
Yes.
So is that the website you were talking about, or is that different?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha.
And then from there, they will come in on that Sunday,
October 6th.
Mm-hmm. And they will also be bringing a painting or two that they have already completed plein air so that we can whet the public's appetite and see, you know, maybe they like a certain person's style, so they can follow them during the week to see where they've painted and what they've painted and possibly be interested in purchasing that painting.
I was going to ask, are they available for sale? So for any art enthusiasts and collectors, that's a wonderful way they can participate. And will some of those funds go to the mission as well?
Absolutely.
Excellent. I love it. So it's a win-win. That's really cool. So we're looking forward to that. That, again, is coming up Sunday, October 6th through the 12th, and it's going to be in various locations throughout Harford County. Is that a secret, or are there any that you can reveal at this time that either one of you are super excited about?
Well, I think we're pretty super excited about having Havet of Grace.
Yeah.
It's a fabulous place for maritime.
It is.
Little did we know, at one time it could have been the capital of the country, lost by one vote, which I think is rather humorous. But also Bel Air, the little town of Bel Air. People don't realize it's a quaint little town.
It is.
It's got a lot of character. And, of course, the farms are fabulous. I mean, we have so many fantastic farms up in Harford County. They're too numerous to name. And then Eden Mills. It's a fabulous place to paint with the waterfall and the wheel and canoers. I mean, it's a painter's paradise.
It is. It's like America the Beautiful, like right in our backyard, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what got me so excited when I first participated. And that was, oh my God, 5 years ago.
Oh, wow.
I was one of the first judges.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, it was a hoot.
That's awesome. Wow. I love that you're sharing your experience too and bringing art to everyone in the community. So that's awesome. So we kind of bounced around a little bit. We know what plein air now is. Is there any other aspect of describing what that is to people that we haven't done yet? Or do we pretty much cover that from our... Well,
we did pretty much, but then we also have what is known as the quick draw.
Oh, okay.
And the quick draw will happen on that Saturday. And what that involves is any artist can sign up. Any artist. Not only the ones who have already been juried in, but even students, parents, grandmas, grandpas, aunts, uncles, anybody who wants to paint. And you will get your canvas stamped, and then you will have 2 hours to paint anywhere in the town of Bel Air.
That's so neat.
And then we will display all those paintings, give out awards, and then also sell those paintings to whomever would like to buy them.
So that's the quick draw, which I love how people can get and still get involved in that, right?
Exactly.
That's really cool. And that's something for everybody for sure. So who else is participating from the festival? I'm sure in your travels, both of you have come across a lot of fascinating plein air participants and enthusiasts. So how do you, how do you go about sharing that with the area here locally?
Well, we have quite a few artists that are coming. We got, I believe, Miss Rosen coming from Vermont. Cynthia Rosen, great painter, abstract, semi-abstract, but plein air. And we got some great local artists. That's just the only thing I can say is you got to come and see.
Yeah, yeah. It is definitely a visual that people can participate in for sure. And there's also, you're going to have a list of all those artists, Amanda, right, up on your website.
Yes, they're listed on our website.
Oh, they're already?
Already, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Under the Harford Plein Air Festival. And you can see under the juried artists their names. You can read about them in their bio and see examples of their work.
Oh, that's really cool. And that's another reason to come and check them out at the festival.
And at the premiere, we'll have our judge, who happens to be Crystal Mole this year.
Ooh.
Crystal Mole is a fabulous painter from Baltimore. She has her own gallery down in Baltimore City where is that area?
Would it be Fells Point? I'm just guessing.
No, that's the other area, Federal Hill.
Oh, okay, Fed Hill. Yeah. Oh,
and
that's really cool.
Yeah, not too far from the old Cross Street Market.
Yeah, exactly. If people have a point of reference there, that's great. So you have all, how else do they participate in the festival, that weekend?
So our gallery exhibit of all of the pieces that are painted in Harford County is Friday, October 11th, is our collector's preview. And that's the first opportunity for art collectors to view all the pieces and the chance to purchase them.
Oh, that's cool.
And that'll be held at the Bel Air Armory, it's a 100-year-old castle in the town of Bel Air. It's a wonderful big open space where we'll be displaying all of the paintings. And the following day, Saturday, October 12th, will be the quick draw competition open to artists of all ages in the town of Bel Air. And that's held outdoors. And our public gallery sale of the paintings produced during the week continues at the Bel Air Armory on that Saturday from 11 to 5.
And the really great thing is you should get your tickets early if you want to do the premiere, because some of that money that you pay for the ticket can go towards a painting that you purchase.
Oh, that's a great idea. That's more incentive to go check out. And the tickets, are they available on your website or should they call, or what's the easiest way for that?
They can purchase the tickets directly on our website or they can certainly call us.
Gotcha. And again, just to reset that, mdcfa.org, or the phone number was 443-567-5216.
Yes.
I already memorized it. That's excellent.
Sweet.
And we are talking to Amanda Pugh, who is the operations manager of Maryland Center for the Arts, and also Bruno Barron, who is chairing the Harford County Plein Air Festival, and also is the chairman of the board for the Mid-Atlantic Plein Air Painters Association. And continuing with that, what do you think that these artists, I know not artists are, you know, creative, so they may not be sharing all their secrets, but what will some of these artists that are participating be painting?
Well, I would say a lot of them will, some are more in tune to certain types of painting.
Mm-hmm.
Some may be wanting to go up to Havity Grace and paint the marinas and everything. Then we have some who are more landscape oriented, who will want to paint the hills, the valleys, the farms of Harford County. And then, of course, we also have the people who like to paint little city scenes and little towns. So they'll be painting the Havity Grace, Conowingo, Darlington, the little towns and the quaint little spots and some great architecture. And that's why we have several different types of prizes. We'll have the Vanishing Landscape Award. We'll have the Best Architectural Award. And our favorite is the Nocturne. And a lot of people go, ooh, what's that?
Yeah, what is that?
That's painting at night.
Oh, neat.
Yep. They will get a chance to paint anywhere they want at night. And those paintings then will get a special award. And it's called the Nocturne Award. And it's a totally different animal to paint at night than it is to paint during the day.
Yeah, I'm picturing putting the little cell phone flashlight on from my phone.
Pretty much. They use all kinds of lights, and some of them use little headlamps.
Like a coal miner type look there?
Exactly. Yep. And some of them have total outfits. I have one that includes two clip-on lamps that when I light them up, people start coming from all over the world looking, what is that bright light going on over there? And, of course, in the summertime, it attracts all kinds of flies and mosquitoes.
Oh, yeah.
So you have that to deal with.
So you have to be a bit of an outdoors person to get captured just the right scene that you want to paint.
And it's a perfect time to be painting in October. It's not going to be too hot.
That's right.
It's not going to be too cold. And a lot of plein air artists are coming off of summer painting. Easton has just been finished a while ago. Paint Annapolis is over. Ellicott City's over, and now Harford County's coming up, and a lot of people are looking forward to that.
That's really neat when you do, what did you call the painting at night, nocturne?
Nocturnes.
That must be really neat to get, that's the only way really to capture the beauty of the nighttime, right? And to get that lighting just right. Is there any other way to duplicate that in an artist's, you know,
Well, you can't do it from studio? Photos, because photos lie.
Yeah.
And the whole point is the artist gets that different blue-black that happens right before mm-hmm. it goes pitch black. And if we're lucky, I'm not sure, I haven't looked to see how the moon phases are going to go, but the moon phases really help too. They can be rather interesting in a nocturne, especially if it's over a farm, if you have the moon.
What's the best case scenario for that? Do you want a full moon or not?
Oh, it would be great if it was a full moon. Are you kidding?
I'll get my farmer's almanac out or something to figure that out. But I'm sure you get a totally, no matter what phase of the moon it is, you're going to get that, you know, different perspective on your painting.
Exactly. And even if it rains, you get that totally different perspective with the whole idea of reflective light and the reflective lights from the different cars and signs. And it's pretty exciting. It turns Bel Air or Havity Grace or wherever they're painting at night into a totally different scene.
Oh, that's so cool. Some of those other awards, just to back up real quick, that you mentioned in the beginning of your award description, what are some of those other categories? What do they entail?
Well, you have first place, you have second place, you have third place.
There was another type of award, though, that you were giving away.
Vanishing Landscape.
That one, yeah. What is that? Well, that's the one I didn't recognize.
That deals with the whole idea of painting an area of Harford County that may not be here in 2 or 3 years.
Oh, wow.
And it's to bring that point of view that we need to be a little more careful of our land and how we preserve it.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. I'm picturing all of this landing in a book somewhere, something historical, documentation of all that you're doing. Has anybody ever approached you about doing that sort of thing?
Well, we do have one book out. It's called 100 Plein Air Painters of the Mid-Atlantic Area. That was done about 5 or 6 years ago. And there are more and more artists who are starting to put out their own small publications.
Mm-hmm.
So,
are most of those online, or would they be available for, you know, actual paper text?
Some of them are online, and you can also buy them paper-wise.
Oh, cool.
From particular artists and all.
Excellent. So I don't know if we covered this yet or not. Will there be an opportunity for the public to see the art that's made at the festival? That's when we were kind of talking a little bit about the preview. Maybe, Amanda, break down like the cost of that ticket, what that includes, and a little bit more about the gallery sale hours and things like that so that we can get as many people interested in that as possible, right?
Yes. So Friday, October 11th is our collector's preview at the Bel Air Armory, and that's from 6:30 to 9 p.m. And the tickets are $50 for individual, $75 for couples. And with your ticket price includes $50 towards the purchase of a painting.
Oh, that's excellent. So that's money well spent.
Yes.
You just think of that as a piece of art, right?
And 40% of all art sales will support the Maryland Center for the Arts.
That's great. And then once again about the public gallery sale, where can the public purchase paintings at what time? And is that free admission?
Yes. So our public gallery sale is free admission. That's Saturday, October 12th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Gotcha. Oh, and you know what else? I heard something about another event that you guys are hosting on Sunday, October 6th. You want to share the details on that one as well?
Yes. So Sunday, October 6th will be our opening reception at the Liriodendron Mansion in Bel Air.
See, I wanted you to pronounce that. No, I've been there. It's beautiful.
It's a mouthful.
It is. Yeah. I can never pronounce it, but it's gorgeous.
And that's where there'll be the first opportunity to meet the artists and see examples of their plein air paintings that they've done elsewhere that'll also be available for sale. And the event at the Liriodendron is also free admission. And that's Sunday, October 6th from 1 to 4 p.m.
That's awesome. And what are you both most looking forward to seeing at this year's festival? That's an exciting question, I know. You could take that
well,
one.
Well, I guess I'm excited because I'll see a lot of my friends.
Yeah, exactly.
And even though I won't be able to participate, because that wouldn't be fair.
Right. You can't judge yourself, right?
No, it's not good.
Yeah,
not good.
Probably not a good idea.
No. But also to see what they're doing and how they're going to paint our lovely Harford County.
Yeah, because it's really neat to hear, like to just watch their inspiration and see that and their perspective on things for sure. How about you, Amanda? What are you looking forward to with this year's plein air festival?
Well, this year we have 17 new artists to our festival.
Oh, cool.
There's a total of 30 that are juried into the competition. So I believe 13 of them are returning artists from previous years that are really talented artists from all over the U.S. And then we're excited also to meet the 17 new ones, also coming from Vermont, New York, New Jersey. So they really travel from all over to paint in these plein air festivals for their chance to be judged for awards and also a sale opportunity.
It's great exposure. That's awesome. And again, we're talking about the Harford County plein air festival.
We should
specify for sure. Yep. And then, okay, real quick, as we're wrapping things up a little bit here, tell us a little bit about where the money raised at the festival, what that goes towards for the Maryland Center for the Arts.
So the our ticket sales, our art sales, a portion of that, that supports the ongoing operations and programs of the Maryland Center for the Arts. And, our big goal is to build the arts campus. So those funds raised from those programs helps with continuing that cause.
That's great. And do you have a specific timeline on that, or you'll know when you have enough collected that you're going to take that next step towards that goal?
We're in the approval process right now.
Gotcha.
With our architectural plans. So, once we get those permits completed and as we're also continuing to fundraise, we should be able to break ground fairly soon, hopefully within a year.
Oh, that's great. So you're really moving right along.
Yes.
That's a great way to see donations at work. I mean, this Maryland Center for the Arts is going to be everyone's, right?
Yes.
That's awesome. Okay, and real quick, I know you guys have a big Dancing for the Arts gala coming up April 25th. We mentioned earlier at the Delta in Hunt Valley. So tell us a little bit more about that theme, if we can, as a preview, and then people could find out more information, of course, on your website.
So this year's theme for the Dancing for the Arts gala is Greece, and we will have our ballroom dancers dancing to some ABBA songs. And a lot of inspiration from Mamma Mia.
Awesome. Well, sign us up for that. And let's reset real quick how people can participate in the 5th annual Harford County Plein Air Festival, which is coming up in October.
So October 6th through 12th is our plein air festival in Harford County, and the public can attend our event at the Liriodendron on Sunday, October 6th, or attend the culminating gallery sale at the Bel Air Armory October 11th or 12th. And artists of all ages can participate in our quick draw competition on the morning of Saturday, October 12th in Bel Air.
Wow, lots of details, right? If someone's like, I don't have anything to write with, so I need to get all of this information. I understand you guys are also on Facebook as well. Where can people find you on Facebook?
So our handle on Facebook is MD Center for the Arts.
Excellent. And then they can also find you online. At, where do they find you there?
At MDCFA, as in Center for Arts, .org.
Gotcha. And all the information about the Harford County Plein Air Festival will be on there, all the, you know, preview and ticket info and artist info too. How about Bruno, you know, some of the local artists that you were talking about, are there also, like we had mentioned, bios and information?
Yeah, there'll be bios, like for Ann Krosick, who's a great painter from Perry Hall area, and Claudia Brooks. They're good Maryland artists. And also a variety of other things. You can find out everything one you need on that website.
And we're really, I'm curious, after talking to you guys, I really want to see your work for sure. I think that's going to be a great reason for people to come and check it out. Everything that you've been talking about, it's just seeing that visual, you know. Thank you so much, Bruno Barron. He is the chairman of the board for the Mid-Atlantic Plein Air Painters Association. Also chairs the 5th Annual Harford County Plein Air Festival, which is coming up. We're so excited. October 6th through the 12th. Amanda Pugh, you know all about that as the operations manager of the Maryland Center for the Arts. We're super excited. How can people find out more information on your website?
So our website is mdcfa.org, where you can buy tickets and register to paint in the quick draw. Or you can view our events on our Facebook page at MD Center for the Arts.
Can't wait to see you both. I'm so excited. All right, you guys, it's Gina Crash. Thank you for listening this morning. If you have any questions for Bruno or Amanda, you can reach out to me on all the platforms and social media at Gina Crash. The Spotlight on Maryland has been on the Maryland Center for the Arts. Thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. This has been a production of Entercom Baltimore.